This is Alive with Joseph.
Are we alive and well this morning? Glory to God. Hasn't God been so good to us? And we're so grateful for our pastor. We thank God for what God has been doing in his life and in our lives. And this morning I've come with a marching order. The word that I have, I believe it's God's marching order for us, even as we step into this season of Jubilee. A lot has been shared, a lot has been taught, and I want us to take it and run with it, because the word of God is life to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've titled my message today, You Are Released. I've titled my message tonight, Stretch Out, rather, in the name of Jesus. You will stretch out. Say, I will stretch out. Say, I will stretch out. Why? Because we have been released. We have been released. The season of Jubilee is a celebration of our freedom. It is a celebration of our release. Hallelujah. It is a celebration of this Christ who lives in us and what he has done in us. Hallelujah. In the book of Mark chapter 3 from verse 1 to 5, it says, and he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand. So they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so they might accuse him. And he said, he said to the man who had a withered hand, step forward. Tell your neighbor, step forward. Say, step forward. Hallelujah. He said, then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to them, stretch out your hand. Tell your neighbor, stretch out your hand. Say, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Hallelujah. His hand was reset. Hallelujah. Because Jubilee had appeared. Hallelujah. Say, I am reset. I am restored. I am made whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible tells us of this man whose hand was withered, and people enjoyed watching him with a withered hand, to the point that when Jubilee, who is Jesus Christ himself, appeared to want to liberate this man, they got angry. They were looking at him, wondering what he would do to the man, because according to them, the time was not right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They wanted to set apart his liberation just for a specific season. And God wants you to know that Jesus is our Jubilee. He is not reserved for a specific season. Yes, we have zoomed in on him today and in this season to acknowledge him as our Jubilee. But he wants you to walk in this freedom forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He wants you to walk in what he has done forever. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, and Jesus said to the man, step forward. I believe that is what he's saying to you today. He says, because I have come, step forward. Hallelujah. Come from the back and step forward. It is your time. It is your season to step forward. Hallelujah. Say, I am stepping forward. Say, I am stepping forward. Hallelujah. And he said to him, stretch out your hand. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So this Jesus, who is our Jubilee, what did he come to do? He has come to release us from our sin. Hallelujah. Because some of us, like this man, we have been withered by sin. We are in a situation where we are because of sin. But we don't have to dwell there anymore, because Jesus has come. Hallelujah. To deliver us from sin. No matter how deep or how severe or how big that sin might appear to be, there is enough power in Christ to set you free. Hallelujah. Say, I am released from sin. Say, I am released from sin. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He has come to release us, to set us free from labels. Hallelujah. To free us from all forms of prejudice, to free us from all our past experiences. Jesus has come so that nothing can hold you back anymore. Nothing can hold you back anymore. Not your sin, not your nationality, not your past experience. Nothing can hold you back anymore. Hallelujah. He has come to set us free from the fear of death. Hallelujah. That is what the book of Hebrews teaches us. He says he conquered death so that you and I should not walk in the fear of death. Hallelujah. It is an error for you as a child of God who carries Jubilee himself. He who carries eternal life to walk in fear of death. Hallelujah. Say, I don't fear death. Say, I don't fear death because I have eternal life. Hallelujah. He lives in you. Glory be to Jesus. He came to deliver us from fear. Any form of fear. You have no reason to be tormented by any thought of fear. Hallelujah. The Bible says because we are perfected in love. Glory be to Jesus. We walk free of fear. Glory be to Jesus. Be it the fear of the past, be it the fear of the present, be it the fear of the future, we walk free of fear because Christ lives in us. Glory be to Jesus. We are not afraid of men either. That is why David says, what shall men do to me? Hallelujah. Say, I am free from fear. Say, I am free from fear. Say, I am free from fear because Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. He came to free us from personal doubts and insecurities. Some people are paralyzed by doubts. You know, paralyzed by their insecurities. But Jesus came to release you from that. Sometimes we fail so much or we make so many mistakes to the point that you can find yourself living in the realm of personal doubt. The worst thing that can happen to anybody is for them to live a life of self-doubt where you're not sure whether you should do this or not or if you'll be able to make it or not. Because you question every decision. You question every idea that you have. But Jesus sets you free today in the name of Jesus. You are free from that fear in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jesus says to this man, stretch your hand. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Stretch out from whatever it is that has kept you bound. Because the truth is, the Bible doesn't tell us what is it that got this man into this situation. It might be that he was born like that. But maybe also he might have been made like that by the mindset that he had. Hallelujah. Because there are so many people who are not conscious of what Jesus has done for them. If you walk outside of this Jubilee, if you walk outside of a revelation of who this Jesus is, you can be saved but still live a crippled life. Hallelujah. Martha did not have a revelation. Martha and Mary did not have a revelation that Jesus was the resurrection. That is why even when he came, they said to him, if you had been here, he would have resurrected. And he answered, he said, you're speaking like that because you don't understand that I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You might be living waiting for your deliverance. And he says, I am your deliverance. You don't have to wait for deliverance. I am your deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So I declare today that you are set free from every limiting mindset in the name of Jesus. You are free from tormenting mindsets, tormenting thoughts, because there are people who are bound by tormenting thoughts. Hallelujah. But today the Lord sets you free in the name of Jesus. Say, I am free from every tormenting thought. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Thoughts that tells you that I cannot change my situation. I've not come as a motivational speaker today. I've come with the oil of God on my head, with the oil of God on my lips. And I declare over your life, whatever it is that has held you bound, today it is broken in the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, you have not come for a motivational talk. You have come into the house of God to encounter the King of Kings, the anointing himself. He who breaks yokes, You are delivered in the name of Jesus. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I am delivered. Say, I'm delivered. Hallelujah. He has set you free to walk in dominion. It is not his desire for you to walk with your head down, because he has given you dominion. One of the things that Jesus came to do was to restore our dominion. Because the first blessing that God gave to mankind in the book of Genesis chapter 1 was dominion. Hallelujah. He has given us dominion so that we are never under circumstances. We are always above circumstances. Hallelujah. In every area of your life, you will walk in dominion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, stretch out, stretch out, stretch out from your comfort zone. Tell your neighbor, stretch out, stretch out. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I can just imagine how he had learned to work with that hand. He had learned to operate with the withered hand. And Jesus was saying, no, 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 no. There is more to you than this. Stretch out from that which you have learned to live with. Stretch out from that which you have learned to be comfortable with. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. How can I stretch out? He says, stretch out because I have come. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Stretch beyond all the boundaries that you have known. God is calling us to stretch out beyond the boundaries that we have known. To stretch beyond where our fathers went. Hallelujah. Say, I will stretch out. Say, as I come out of this season and step into this new month, I stretch beyond my boundaries. I stretch beyond what I have known. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What was he saying? He was saying, stretch out beyond, stretch out of every addiction. Hallelujah. No addiction has the right to keep you bound when Jesus has come. Hallelujah. You don't have to be bound by addiction anymore. You don't have to be crippled by addiction anymore. Any form of addiction, be it sexual addiction, be it substance addiction, be it social media addiction, be it retail therapy addiction, you are free from it. Hallelujah. Say, I am free. Say, I am free. Say, I am free. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, stretch out. Tell your neighbor, stretch out. Stretch out, stretch out, stretch out in the name of Jesus. Because there are things God wants to do through your life, and it will take you stretching out to get there. Hallelujah. Stretch beyond the prejudice of man. Hallelujah. The word prejudice literally means, you know, you have been prejudged. Hallelujah. People have judged you even before they got to know you. Judged you before they got to experience what you carry. Judged you even before they've got to experience your grace. Ah, but Jesus says, stretch out. Hallelujah. Go beyond the paintings of man. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Go beyond the paintings of man. You know, I remember when we went through so much when I was at FNB, because I was put in an office where everybody was white. We were only two black girls in there. And then we felt it that we are black. We felt it that we are different. Actually, we were an experimental group. Every day was a fight. And I remember having a chat with one of my mentors. And he said to me, listen, don't subject yourself to them. He said, if you perform, nobody can set you aside. If you excel, they might not like your skin tone, but they are forced to accept you. Hallelujah. Excel so much in whatever you're doing to the point that even the person who does not like you cannot resist you. Hallelujah. Stretch yourself so much. Stretch yourself mentally. Stretch yourself in wisdom. Stretch yourself in knowledge. Stretch yourself in excellence to the point that you cannot be set aside. They might not like you, but they can't ignore you. Why? Because you carry what they need. Hallelujah. A servant of God said to us some time ago, he said, Pastor Joseph, in life there are different types of people. There are people you need in destiny, but there are people that need you. And you position yourself for people to look for you. Hallelujah. You will position yourself in the name of Jesus. That is how to stretch out of prejudice. Hallelujah. Stretch beyond that trauma. Tell your neighbor, stretch beyond that trauma. Stretch beyond that trauma. Stretch beyond that trauma. Hallelujah. Hear me and hear me well. We all have been traumatized by one thing or another. We all have had experienced something in one thing, in one way or another. But go beyond it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of my daughters in here in church, I've always wanted her to give a testimony. And she keeps telling me, Pastor, I'm not ready. But one of the things she said the last time, she said, part of the reason why I don't want to give this testimony is that I fear that people will get stuck in what happened to me and not realize that I've stretched out of it. She said, I refuse to be defined by what was done to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Don't allow your trauma to dictate what God can do through your life. Don't allow your trauma to cripple you when Jesus has come to set you free. Hallelujah. You have been abused physically, stretch out. You have been abused sexually, stretch out. Hallelujah. Because the power of Jesus is sufficient to set you free. Hallelujah. And I speak right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. By he who calls himself Jubilee. What, no matter how deep that trauma is. Today I demand for your liberty. I demand for your release. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You stretch out. He says stretch out beyond that sickness and deformity. Hallelujah. Listen, it might be a sickness, but you're able to stretch out. You might have a deformity, but you're able to stretch out. This morning, I was looking for that movie. I was hoping we'll be able to play that clip. I don't know if you've seen that movie where this young man who is in a wheelchair, you know, goes for the Olympics. And he refuses to run with people that are disabled. He says, put me with people that have two legs, who are running like normally. And they put him there. His faith was so released that at some point, he got to a place where he jumped out of the wheelchair. He stretched beyond the wheelchair. He stretched himself into a miracle. Hallelujah. Hear me and hear me well. There is no deformity in Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? There are people that don't have what you have, but they've done great and mighty things. They've written great books. They've done great and great things. Say, I'm stretching out. Say, I'm stretching out. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus, because he called us, he has called to stretch us out. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You are released into new levels that you have never been before. Hallelujah. When his hand was stretched out, he was able to do things that he was not able to do before. And as Jesus sets you free, as we come out of this season of Jubilee, go and do things that you have not been able to do before. Hallelujah. Go into new levels. Tell yourself that, listen, this Jubilee season was not in vain. I'm going into new levels in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What are you released to do? You are released to take new territories. Hallelujah. In the book of Joshua chapter 13 verse 1, the TPT translation. Joshua 13 verse 1. He says, many years passed and Joshua was a very old man. One day Yahweh spoke to him. Said, although you have reached a ripe old age, a great deal of land remains for you to conquer. Hallelujah. A great deal of land remains for you to conquer. There are territories that God wants you to still conquer. Stretch out. Tell your neighbor, stretch out. Stretch out. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You are released from this depression. Stretch out of depression. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. The AMPC translation. AMPC translation. Isaiah 60 verse 1. It says, arise from the depression and the prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Hallelujah. Rise from the depression. Don't allow that depression to define you when Jesus has come. Hallelujah. Stretch out of it. Say, I'm stretching out. of every depression. Hallelujah. Who this Jubilee come to release us, to set us free from? He has come to release you from anger. Stretch out from anger. Listen to what Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, the AMP translation, AMPC translation says. Ephesians 4, 31. He says, let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper and resentment, anger, animosity and quarreling and brawling and clamor and contention and slander, evil speaking, abusive or blasphemous language be banished from you with all malice, mean including spite, ill will or baseness of any kind. Hallelujah. He has stepped to different levels of anger, because anger is in levels. Anger is in different degrees. Hallelujah. There are people that they've got boiling anger. Anger that controls them, that dictates their life, that destroys everything that is good in their lives. Listen, anger is one of the worst things that can destroy a person's life. Anger will never allow you to gather, because in its ability or its in power, its ability to scatter. When somebody is battling anger, they will scatter their family with their own hands. They will scatter their business with their own hands. They get a job, they fight with everybody. They get an opportunity that can transform their lives, they fight with everybody. It is one of the worst things that can happen to anybody. But Jesus says, I've come to liberate you from it. No matter how deep it is. Hallelujah. He's setting you free from it today in the name of Jesus. He's setting you free from it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He was saying, stretch out. Stretch beyond disappointments. Hallelujah. Because disappointments are also in levels. Some of you have been disappointed by spouses. Hallelujah. It's one thing for your spouse to disappoint you once. But if they disappoint you the second time with the same thing, the disappointment is deeper. If they now graduate to do it the third time, it becomes deadly. They begin to wire you to relate with them based on your disappointment. And when they don't understand when you react to that disappointment, it's because they don't understand the weight of what they've done to you. Disappointment in marriage rewires the spouse. Hallelujah. Especially if the disappointment is in the area of cheating. But no matter how disappointed you have been, I believe the power of the Holy Ghost is here today to set you free from that disappointment, to heal you and heal you permanently in the name of Jesus, to heal your marriage permanently in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you have been disappointed by parents. Children, I have children, I've sat with children in my office that have said to me, you know, my mother promised over and over, or my father promised over and over that he's coming to see me and he never came. And you know, I remember this encounter one time, it genuinely broke my heart, because that you could see that the child has given up on the father because of the many disappointments. I don't know how disappointed you've been today on this platform, on this anointing that has been released. I speak healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I speak over that child. I rescue them today by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Some of you have been disappointed at work, disappointed over and over. You have worked so hard, given it your all. But when it is time for you to be promoted, the promotion is given to someone coming from outside. It has happened not once, it has not happened twice, it has happened more than three times. And at this point, you are just going to work for the sake of going to work. Your heart has left that office. Ah, but I've come by the power of the Holy Ghost. Today you are healed in the name of Jesus. I lay hold of your liberty in the name of Jesus. Say, it's my day of jubilee. Say, it's my day of jubilee. Say, it's my day of jubilee. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Child of God, never accept failure. Hallelujah. Never, never, when Christ has come. So Jesus looked at this man's hand and saw not just a withered hand, but a withered life. Because by virtue of his hand being like that, there were things that he could not touch. There were things that he could not handle. There were places he desired to go, but he could not go. There were things places he desired to hang out, but he could not hang out. I can imagine from his childhood, watching other children climbing trees, and he couldn't climb. And that frustration that got deeper and deeper in his heart. You know, when they were playing Pastor's video on Friday, I don't know if you were listening, or was it on Friday? I don't know if you were listening clearly. You know, he was sharing with me how, because he stammered so much, it took him from being, it literally almost shaped his character into an introvert. Because he stammered so much, he was afraid to speak because he was a stammerer. Hallelujah. Listen, there are things in life that withers us, that causes us, that alters our character, that alters our nature, that alters the things we even attempt, we want to attempt. I don't know what it is that has altered your character, that has stopped you from reaching out to do things that you're supposed to do. Today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I demand for your liberty in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. This man would have been an angry man. Imagine if he's been like this from his youth. It means he grew up angry and frustrated because he could see what he wanted to do but could not achieve it. But thank glory be to Jesus. That fateful day, his jubilee arrived. That fateful day, Jesus, he who sets man free, arrived. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And he encountered him. Jesus changed his life. I decree everything that has withered your life, you are released from it in the name of Jesus. I command your mind be released in the name of Jesus. I command your imagination be released in the name of Jesus. I command your faith be released in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, we used to have one young man in Palabura. His name is Papik. For sure you have heard me speak of him many times. He was raised by a single mother. A brilliant young man. He is actually one of the best minds that our nation has produced. And you know, because he knew what his mother could not be able to do, his matric, he almost gave up. Because he said, what's the point? There's no way that I'll go to university. And pastor took him and brought him close. He said, you will study so that you give yourself a winning advantage in destiny. He said, if you work hard, there is no institution that will resist you. You will get bursaries will follow you. That boy came out with distinctions in all his subjects. And he got, every mind was looking for him. He got so many bursaries he had to choose. Today he's one of the best brains that our nation has produced. The outfit that pastor was wearing on Friday, he clothed him. Hallelujah. He said, I will not be able to be there, but this is how I want you to look. And pastor had to set aside whatever he had prepared to honor that young man. Child of God, hear me and hear me well. Every mind, every faith, every imagination that has been crippled by circumstances, today you are released from it in the name of Jesus. You are released from it in the name of Jesus. Jesus looked at this man who had accommodated the situation he found himself in and said, today you are coming out of the limitations. Hallelujah. The same way that many of you have accepted things that you're not supposed to accept. You have accepted that wine has finished in my marriage. Haven't you heard that there is a God who brings new wine? Haven't you heard? You don't have to accept a loveless marriage when Jesus is on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You have accepted that your life will be small because your payslip has told you what your life will look like. Haven't you heard of the God who is the owner of the universe? Hallelujah. Who is your father? Who says your life does not have to be limited to a payslip? Hallelujah. Listen, if you connect correctly with him, you can own things that your payslip says you don't qualify for. Hallelujah. You can do things that your payslip and your bank account and your banker have told you you can't do. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, he's my jubilee. Say, he's my jubilee. Hallelujah. Some of you are single parents and you have accepted that it is difficult to raise children on your own. Yes, it is difficult. if you accept it. But if you accept that Jesus is my husband, I will do this. God is my strength. I will raise these kids and they will glorify God. You will be able to do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Because now is your time of release. Hallelujah. Because your Savior has come. Hallelujah. The name Jesus literally means Yeshua. It means Savior. That is why when the Jews hear Yeshua, they are not hearing necessarily the same thing that we are hearing. Because you might be taking that name lightly. But when they hear Yeshua, they hear the Messiah. They are hearing He who was prophesied from the beginning. Hallelujah. They are hearing He who we've been waiting for. Hallelujah. Ah, your salvation is now in the name of Jesus. Jesus said to the man, stretch your hand. What was He saying? Take responsibility. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to be hard, but stretch. Hallelujah. Stretch your knowledge bank. Stretch your experience bank. You know, some of you need to stretch your experience bank. Because we only produce what we continue to experience. Hallelujah. There's that video by Steve Harvey where he talks about sometimes stretch yourself to get a ticket into business class. He says, once you enter and you experience it, you will desire to do it over and over again. He says, once your mind is able to get there, then your life, your mind will begin to do things that enables you to do it again. Hallelujah. One of the reasons I believe strongly how God was able to help us to acquire this building was God caused us to experience rivers. We saw it so much and we saw what was possible. That is why when we entered here, we already had a structure in mind. And because we had tasted what it looks like, everything in us was now positioned for us to push and acquire it. Hallelujah. If you're going to change your life, you need to change your experiences. There are places you must intentionally go to. There are things you must intentionally do. You have never eaten, you've always been eating in Shisanyama. When we live here, go to Saskia. No, for real. Go and sit there. If all you can afford is water or coffee, it's okay. Your mind has told you. You are telling your mind you belong here. And as time continues, you will see your life will begin to do things that enables you to go there over and over. Hallelujah. Stretch your capacity bank. Stretch your revelation bank. Push the past things that you have experienced. Push past that bad, that embarrassment. Hallelujah. Push past your pain threshold. Some of you are so afraid of pain. That's why your life has remained so small. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. If you don't learn to break your pain threshold, you will not get anywhere. If every time you experience pain, you back out, your life will remain small. One of the most limiting thoughts is, I'm so stressed. This thing is stressing me. Listen, there's good stress. So tell your neighbor, there's good stress. There is good stress. Hallelujah. You need good stress in your life. Hallelujah. Without good stress, you will never produce anything. And God has designed you to be a production center. Do you hear what I'm saying? Out of one mango can come another mango. Out of one mango can come mango juice. Out of one mango can come mango salsa. Out of one mango you can make mango curry. Do you know how many things? You can make mango lotion. You can make acha with just one mango. How much more you? Because you're not willing to stretch. Hallelujah. How many things can come out of you? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Stretch beyond paying just for a house. Stretch beyond just paying for a school fees. Hallelujah. Stretch to rebuild your marriage. It will take pain to rebuild your marriage. It will. We don't rebuild because it's comfortable. You know, one of the things, of the qualities about, or the demands of scriptures concerning a husband, it says a husband must love his wife as Jesus loved his church. Do you know what it took Jesus to love the church? He died for the church. That is why a man can never love his wife until he dies. I'm telling you. As long as you're still alive, because she will say something you don't like. She will do something you don't like. She will respond in ways you don't like. It takes death to be able to live with a woman. I'm telling you the truth. I know us. It is a pain that every man must carry. But that is the only way to live a happy marriage. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That pain is necessary. Hallelujah. And for women as well, he says, honor him. Glory to God. Because it takes pain for us to honor sometimes, because sometimes what we are called to honor is not honorable. But there's a demand on us to do it. That word honor, they literally praise. Sometimes there's just nothing to praise. But he's calling us to praise. The word honor, that literally means to esteem high. Sometimes it looks like there's nothing to esteem high. But we do it until it gets there. Let me just close with this because my time is gone. When you got saved, you were saved. Everything about your spirit was perfected. But now you grow to that which Jesus has brought you to. There's a journey. That's why we work out our salvation with fear and trembling until we get to here. That's why Paul says, I labor that Christ be formed in you. Right? So every day we work towards that. This is an example I give to couples during counseling. When you say, I do, positionally you were made one. That's how you are. That's how God sees you. But in the natural, one is still there, another one is still there. And every day, as you die, as you do whatever you need to do, you come to that. The desire that Jesus has, or what God sees, is to see you work towards it. Do you hear what I'm saying? When he says stretch out, he's saying to this man, I've already set you free. Now you have to walk it out to this level that I've brought you to. Walk to that liberation. He calls you rich, walk to it. He calls you healed, walk to it. He calls you blessed. Glory to God. Are we blessed this morning? Have we received something? Let's stand on our feet as we close the service.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.